50 million people living with dementia. Caregivers have a tremendous responsibility and work tirelessly to care for them. But are they really capable of doing more for themselves than we might think? Here to discuss this is aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Pleasure to be here.
So we often think of people with dementia as mostly dependent on other people. So is that really the case?
It's not, especially in the early stages of dementia. And realize dementia is kind of an umbrella for a lot of people say Alzheimer's, but Alzheimer's is a subset of dementia. So it really depends on the stage. In the early stages, there's a lot you can do. A lot of times we stereotype. We think, you know, somebody says it's today's Tuesday, they'll say it's Wednesday. We're just supposed to accept that. But that's not necessarily the case. With a little planning, you can actually help the person you're caring for do more and relieve a little bit of your burden. And that actually helps them kind of ward off the, you know, of dementia setting in sooner than later. So there are things that you can do.
And we definitely want them to be able to maintain that independence as long as possible.
Right.
So how do we help them do that?
Right, and we all want to do that. So I'll just shout out a book real quick. Carol Amos has a book called Hope for the Alzheimer's Caregiver. And she basically says the caregiver's role is to support the needs of their loved one so that they can do as much as possible. And that's what she did with her mom. How could she optimize what they were doing with her to maintain her independence? And these are simple things, but for example, is your loved one getting doctor's appointments on a regular basis, right? So that's first thing you want to do. Are they getting their needed vaccinations and other things? When they're going for a procedure, are you evaluating that procedure? Is it really a necessary procedure? When you're taking care of your health, obviously you're going to ward off that as well. The other thing, and this is really important, is that a lot of times we misdiagnose dementia. You know, it could be hormonal imbalance, vitamin deficiencies, medication overloads. It could be depression. So that's why it's important to see a doctor, get the right diagnosis, and that's one way you're going to, again, keep that independence and keep the onset of the symptoms. You may find out it is dementia, but then you can deal with it.
Right. So what areas as caregivers should we be focusing on?
Right. And I think the one thing that consistent, and I find out more and more, is to maintain a routine. Mm-hmm. That breakfast is a certain time of the day, you have that. Maybe there's an afternoon walk. I just wrote an article for U.S. News and World Report about the importance of music and with elders, because that's the one thing that will cut through all the time, no matter what stage they're in. I've sing at nursing homes and things like that, and I could sing my whole program to somebody who has Alzheimer's and they will wake up from that, you know, from the sleep that they're in and sing. So routine is important. You can also stimulate them mentally early on. It could be doing crosswords or games and puzzles. And also, you know, you can help them help with ordinary tasks every day, whether it's folding laundry or maybe doing dishes, as long as it's safe for them. It may take a little longer, but then that's part of the trade-off.
And I think with this disease, you know, you have to be able to adapt because inevitably it is going to progress. So how do we make those changes as it does?
Right, so yeah, exactly. So you want to minimize your anxiety. So sometimes it does involve stepping into their world. So indeed, if they do say today is Wednesday, you don't correct them, you don't berate them. You say, yeah, mom, that's right. What do you want to do today that it's Wednesday? Or they may go off, and I hate that toddler and older adult, you know, kind of analogy, but they may go off in a certain direction and you want to redirect them into another behavior or another language. So redirection is a classic example of how you work with people with dementia. But you also, it's the time when you're really thinking about, do we need more help? Mm-hmm. Do we need a social worker? Do we need home health care? And that's when you have to make some hard decisions, because when it progresses, then you know you're going to go down the progression of aging in place to maybe assisted living to maybe a skilled nursing facility. Hopefully it doesn't have to go that far. Again, if you have the right balance, but know that it's always going to be a balance that you have to keep adjusting in order to survive.
Yep, you're always going to have to be able to adapt and make those changes to be successful. Thank you so much for being here with all these tips.
Always.
And for more information, you can go online to theagingexperience.com.